Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am not Mark Walters. He is on assignment. Lee Michaels is who I am, sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, which have moved north to the Twin Cities here, broadcasting from AM 1280 The Patriot, the home for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and of course Armed American Radio's Monster Show on Sunday here in the Twin Cities in the Upper Midwest. Welcome. Thank you for joining us here as we are filling your prescription for freedom here on a daily basis on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And what a day it has turned out to be. It's amazing how fast things changed. Most of you have probably heard by now a active shooting situation in San Bernardino, California. Right now, it looks like, according to Fox News, been looking at a couple of different news sources on this, it could be at least 12 fatalities, maybe up to 20 to 30 injured. Looks like the bomb squad may have tried to detonate a suspicious package. They're examining that right now. So this is a very fluid story unfolding as we speak. Witnesses reporting possibly one to three shooters leaving in a black SUV. So obviously it's something we'll be talking about on the program today. I hate getting in on some of these things so fast and be speculative. Is it a terrorist attack? Is it politically motivated? Is it, you know, what's the story behind it? It happened at a building that is deals with disabled patients. It's a very fluid situation. We'll see as more will be unfolding here over this this next hour. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening with that situation. But also with that, and again, it goes to show the importance of being prepared and to have a mindset. There's one of the quotes from the story here where a woman being under attack texted her father saying, quote, please pray for us. There's people being shot in the building. You know, how do you react? Anybody who does this on, you know, most of us who look at our personal protection and take it seriously, think about different scenarios. We're aware of where we're going. We pay attention to some of these things. Does it mean we won't ever get caught in a situation like this? Absolutely not. We can. But then having the mindset, that frame of mind to react to that, to get into the situation where we can determine a course of action, which may be retreat, get out of there. Obviously, that's our first choice. Or are we in a situation where we can defend ourselves or defend those around us to stop that threat? And that's an ongoing discussion, and we're going to see a huge cry from, as Mark puts it, the un-Americans and the gun grabbers in the light of this, of course, coming on the heels of the shooting in Colorado Springs just a few days ago. I want to bring into the mix right now a friend, somebody who has been training people for a number of years now, Charlie Cook. He is with Personal Shooting Instruction. He is out on the East Coast. Charlie, welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Lee, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Great to have you here. Now, you're a guy who deals with it on a daily basis, helping people take control of their personal security.
I do. I teach, you know, I teach a number of classes, but I had I taught a pepper spray class last fall, and I had a woman whose eyes were totally opened up by just saying that you need to pay attention to your surroundings. And she never, it was nothing she ever considered before. And now she's carrying pepper spray. She actually is interested in taking a gun class because of all the stuff that's been going on. But it's just telling people to pay attention to the surroundings really opens up people's eyes.
Yeah, you know my story, and you know, was robbed and carjacked at gunpoint, and was able to get out of that situation. Part of it because of the mindset, the preparation. Some of these scenarios I had thought about in this situation and how I would have reacted to get out of it. I know a lot of that had to do with how I got out of that situation. And again, just because you're prepared and you think you have that mindset doesn't mean you can't find yourself in a tough situation. But I know, you know, a lot of times on Armed American Radio, we talk a lot about the political side of what's happening on the big front. And one of my personal things is helping people really be prepared and having that mindset. Just because you are prepared, is your wife, are your children, do you have this discussion with friends of yours, your parents, nieces and nephews, are they aware of this mindset of what they should be looking out for? Because when we see situations like this, Charlie, where it could be multiple shooters, again, that's a different dynamic than a single active threat. But really that planning, that preparation, what are some of those first steps that people should be taking or thinking about? Because it doesn't start with a firearm per se. May not be for everybody.
It doesn't. What I've noticed is I'm a guy, I carry three knives and a gun to the grocery store. And I carry what I carry to protect me and my kids. What you have to pay attention to is everything that's going around you. You've got to be careful of that feeling that something's not just right. You've got to watch out for things that look out of place, things that don't just look right. You've got to have some sort of a plan, even if it's just, here's the deal. We're going into the movies. There's the two exits. If that one's blocked, if the one on the right is blocked, there's the one over on the left. It's just thinking about this beforehand, making notes and saying, okay, here's my way out. You know, I go out, when I go out to restaurants, it's really funny because when I sit with my friends, when we go out for a bite to eat, I always tell them I have to take the mafia seat. And the mafia seat's the one that's facing the door with the wall behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny. My, one of these girls that's a friend of mine, she's like, well, I like to sit here. She's like, I'm a mother of three kids. I like to sit and watch the door. And I said, I can appreciate that, but I'm the one that's got the gun. So I need to face the door.
Yeah, the largest caliber gets to face the door.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have a purse.
You have a purse, I have a gun, I get to face the door.
Absolutely. I mean, you think of that, where I sit in a restaurant, where I sit at a table, whether, you know, I don't want to be with my strong side, you know, pinned against a booth or something where it's hard for me to maneuver. You know, you do think about those things. And some people say, well, you're being paranoid. Well, no, it's not being paranoid, because there are kind of some simple things that you can do, but it's being aware, because I guarantee you, if you don't think about those things from time to time, when a situation does arise, you're not sure what to do, and that's why training is so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody says you're acting paranoid until something happens. So when you talk to somebody that sounds like a prepper, somebody that saves some extra food and buys extra toilet paper and gets some extra canned goods or whatever it is, when they're preparing for something like this, when they have a generator, when they have an extra generator, it's so funny because people are like, well, I'm going to come over to your house. Yeah, I don't think so. We don't have food for you. Thanks. That's nice that you're not preparing, and it's nice that I'm preparing. But when something happens, when the electricity's down for 3 days, when a Hurricane Sandy comes through, when there's an opportunity, well, not an opportunity, but when there's an incident like this that happens, they turn to those people and say, hey, what are we going to do? How do we handle this? You're prepared for this. You've got some extra food. You've got some extra water. You've got, you've got extra items. What do we do? Yeah, well, it's a little too late to think about that.
Yeah, you need to be planning that in advance, something to be thinking about. So how do you start that conversation then, Charlie, whether somebody comes to you, when it comes up? I know for me, I would love everybody to be prepared and everybody to, you know, as many people that are comfortable and legally capable to carry a firearm on a daily basis, I all, more power to you, and I wish you would.
Right.
Because I think we all know it's safer when you have law-abiding, honest citizens who are able to defend themselves. And again, that comes back to the training and training with it. Just going out and getting the permit does not solve the problem. If you're going to do that, you then need to know and be comfortable with whatever it is you're going to carry on a daily basis. Might be a knife, might be pepper spray, said OC, or a gun for that matter. So where do you start that conversation with people on their comfort level, where to get started?
Well, I like to tell them it's what has to happen is there has to be a change of attitude, and it has to be a different way to see things and to think about things. Because if you're not going to pay attention to your surroundings, if you're not going to notice these things that are going on, if you're not going to pay attention to where the exits are, if you're not going to drive your car and leave some extra space in front of you, you know, you're not that it's not a good idea, but you know, you might not necessarily be prepared for it. So I think a lot of it has to do with changing the way that you think. I know that when I became a gun guy, after I got into it, what happened with me is I'd hang out with guys at the range and talk with them, and at one point they're like, all right, so if you carry a gun, let's see your knife. So, well, I don't carry a knife. Well, you need to carry one. You got a gun, you might as well have a knife.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got a knife. And then after, I did end up taking a couple of knife fighting classes, which were a lot of fun. Then after you know, you see them 6 or 7 months later, and they're like, all right, so you're carrying a knife now. Where's your second knife?
Where's your second gun? Where's your backup?
Right. It is a change of mind. I carry, when I teach gun classes now, I literally have four knives with a gun on me. I have a knife in every pocket. And I don't carry, the only knife I carry that has a clip on it is the fourth knife.
Yeah.
You're not alone, Charlie.
Hey, yeah. we got to run to break here. Stay tuned. More of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the Crossbreed Holster Studios in the Twin Cities coming up. I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters. More with Charlie Cook from PersonalShootingInstruction.com is his website. We're going to get into the gun games, too. We'll give you an update on this shooting in San Bernardino. Stay tuned. More Armed American Radio coming right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It's Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in the Twin Cities from AM 1280 The Patriot. Thank you for joining us as we're filling your prescription for freedom. And I have to say, the Crossbreed Holsters are incredible holsters I have. I don't even know how many I have, but I probably wear one or two, depending on the day, daily at Crossbreed Holster Studios. Also want to remind you, too, about the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCAonAir.com, the website. They've got a beautiful gun that you can win today, a CZUSA 75B 40th Anniversary Limited Edition. It is a beautiful-looking gun. Plus, they've got a grand prize winner going to win free ammo for life. Just activate your membership to the USCCA today. I've been a USCCA member for, I don't even know how many years now, but highly, highly recommended. If you're going to be carrying a firearm as part of your personal defense strategy, you should be a member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Again, getting the latest on the active threat in San Bernardino, California. Right now, it looks like authorities, witnesses have said, or officials are saying, there could be three armed people with, look like long guns, possibly wearing body armor after the shooting, climbing into a black SUV. Could be, right now, initial reports say possibly 12 fatalities. I'm sure that number will change a little bit as they sort things out here. And as we get more information, we will continue to provide it for you as we get it here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Again, I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters. And with me is Charlie Cook. He is with Personal Shooting Instruction. And his website, personalshootinginstruction.com. You can also follow him on Twitter and find him on Facebook as well. But talking about being prepared and how you begin that discussion, because, Charlie, I know we're going to get this. A lot of us are going to see it. We start seeing all this stuff on Facebook. It's going to come out on social media that, we need to do something about guns. And this only strengthens every time something like this happens. And we're talking about how you start that conversation. We're talking a little bit when somebody wants to take action, control of their personal defense. It's a change of a mindset. But how about when we come across those people, our friends, maybe relatives, coworkers on a daily basis, who right out there, yeah, see, we gotta get these guns off the streets. You know, their guns are bad. How do you start that conversation to maybe help educate or change that mindset of that un-American gun grabber, as Mark calls them?
Well, I like to say that if they don't want to have it, they don't have to do it. If they're not into it, that's fine. I'm not one that wants to force my things that I'm into onto other people.
Correct. But I think sometimes the left thinks that's what we want, is we want every, they always tout, oh, they, NRA, or you gun guys, you just want it to be the Wild Wild West and everybody has to be strapping multiple guns on. Not the case.
No, not at all. I think if you want to, knock yourself out. Get the proper licensing for the state that you have. Certainly get some training and realize the things that the bad guy has to have in order for you to pull your gun out and use it in a self-defense situation. But it's not like I want everyone to be carrying. I've talked to plenty of people that said, you know, hey, listen, this guy was cut you off. You could have pulled your gun out and shot him. Yeah, no, not quite. That's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of times when things like that happen. I remember talking. Literally, it was the night that everything happened in Paris. I was having dinner with some friends, and one of the guys was there. Is not a gun guy. He seemed fairly liberal about everything that he was interested in and the way he talked and whatnot. And they were telling him about, not to shamelessly plug here, but they were the woman was saying, hey, you should show my husband these gun grams. He's kind of a gun guy. You think it's kind of cool. So this person I showed them to, he thought they were great, thought they were really cool. But he's like, you know, all the gun people are crazy. You guys are all nuts, you know, so on and so forth. And you shouldn't keep guns out of the hands of kids. And I'm like, you know, I started the gun safety stuff with my kids when they were 4 and 5 years old. And literally it started with Nerf guns. And the story I told my son was, if your sister and your mother are not in the Nerf gun fight, you can't point it at them. And if they are in the Nerf gun fight, then that's fine. And then I actually had to turn around and tell my daughter, I said, listen, sweetheart, you can't shoot all your ammunition and say that you quit and then reload your gun and then say you're back in the fight. You need to get some cover. You have to hide behind something to reload your gun. So
no timeouts in the real world.
Yeah, exactly. So getting back to the story, you know, I was relating the story about a 13-year-old boy that I can't remember where it happened, but there was a 13-year-old boy a few weeks ago that was at his home, and two career criminals broke into his house. One of them actually had a gun. The boy called his mom, and the mom said, "Here's where the gun is." And the boy ended up shooting one of the guys, I believe. One of them escaped, and I think the other one was shot. I know the other one was shot. I'm not sure if he died or not. But then the man I was talking to, he's like, you know, kids shouldn't have access to guns. And I'm like, so let me see if I get this straight. If this kid didn't have access to a gun, we'd have a dead 13-year-old kid and two criminals that are still out and about.
Yeah.
But now we have one criminal that's injured or maybe dead, and the other one who might change his idea or his attitude about his career choice. So I don't want to tell anyone else what they need to do with their life or what they should do with their life. That's up to them. But please don't tell me what you think is right for me to do.
Absolutely.
I enjoy shooting. I enjoy the things that I do, and I do them because I like them. I'm not somebody that I've never been on a cruise, and I don't think people should take a cruise if they don't want one. I don't want other people to do what I do because I'm into it. I want them to do it because they're into it.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And I'm certainly willing to help them along and show them the way and show them what I've learned.
Absolutely. And getting back to the children, I think it's funny too when I talk about, when I bring up or talk to people who have children and the topic of guns comes up, which does quite frequently now, and they'll say, "Well, we don't have any guns in the house." And I say, "Well, I bet you your neighbors do. I bet you a lot of your friends' parents do. What have you taught your child or your children about what to do if they come across a gun?" Kids are going to run into guns. Just because you don't have them in your house doesn't mean they're not going to have them. If they've got that,
somebody else does. I've had a number of students that were male students, and they all said, they're like, I've got a beautiful wife, I've got a young family, we've got, you know, whatever, nice job, nice house, career, blah blah blah. We've got this beautiful life that we have for ourselves. And he'll say, I want to get a gun to protect my wife and my kids, but I'm not going to tell my wife and my kids I have a gun. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you what to do. But that's crazy talk right there, because your kid's going to somehow find it, and they're going to be curious. And if you take the curiosity away from them, it's not that big of a deal. And I was convincing one of my very good friends about this. I said, listen, you know, you're a single mom. You've got three kids. I think you should have a gun. I got her some pepper spray. And I said, I think you should have a gun eventually. And she's like, well, what do I need it for? Well, you know, there's ways around keeping it secure, because she's concerned about her kids. And I'm like, here's the deal. Teach yourself to be comfortable with it. Get the gun. If you're concerned about keeping it in the house, get a small safe and keep it in the car.
Yeah.
Then when you're, you know, go to the range, join a shooting range, get used to it, get comfortable, get acclimated to the whole thing. And then when you're more comfortable with it, show your kids. Let them see what it's about.
Yeah, I want to pick that up after the break here, Charlie, too, because we did the same thing with my daughter. Was all about anytime you want to see any of my firearms, you just have to ask. I mean, mine is on basically on my body from the time I wake up till I go to bed. So let's continue this discussion after the break. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters from the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in the Twin Cities, filling your prescription for freedom. My guest, Charlie Cook with Personal Shooting Instruction. Hang on, we'll be right back.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall.
all because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot, just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters. Today on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Thank you so much for joining us as we are filling your prescription for freedom. And following this active threats in San Bernardino, witnesses saying three gunmen leaving in a black SUV with long rifles, possibly body armor. So there is a massive manhunt underway. Also reports now 20, maybe 30 people injured, possibly 12 fatalities. So still watching this as it unfolds, trying to keep you up to date on what's going on. And, of course, received a tweet from Michael, too, that already kind of look at this beginning of the show that the un-Americans, the Bradys and the Bloombergs and the Hillary Clintons already social media clamoring for more gun control. And this is going to be a topic. It's going to be talked about a ton. And those of us that are, you know, do we have a rational response in how we present this? You know, we don't want to, because it is, it, and just, as we were talking before the break, I'm joined with Charlie Cook from PersonalShootingInstruction.com is the website, and you can check out more information there. But getting that proper training, but having that mindset, but how you address the conversations that will come up and address that with children. I mean, the kids are a big part of this that they bring up. Oh, we got to keep the, you know, protect the kids, keep the guns out of the kids' hands. And, you know, we used guns. I bring this up so many times, and but it's true. You know, we use guns to protect so many things in this country, yet we won't put guns in schools to protect our most valuable asset, our children. It seems just absolutely ludicrous. There's no common sense in that at all to me. But also then, if you're going to be a gun owner, you need to be responsible. And Charlie, as we were talking before the break, of you've had somebody come to you and say, well, I want to get a gun, but I don't want to tell my wife and kids about it. And I think you and I'm on the same page with you, agree that is a bad idea. I mean, my family is going to know how to run and operate every firearm I have in the home, and know what it does, how to handle it safely, and to use it, but also take away all that question or things I have. Like I said, mine is on me as often as it can be. I could probably even sleep with it in a holster if I wanted to. I do that on the couch occasionally. But, you know, my daughter would see it all the time. It's like, oh, Dad, can I look at your gun? Yeah, because there wasn't going to be any fear, any weird, you know, thing about it. You know, they'll go shoot the weapons. They know what to do. But also that means if she's at a friend's house and somebody pulls out a gun, she's not going to go, oh, I know how to clear it and handle it and do this. No, you leave the room. But you need to teach that respect, and that's something that just doesn't go. We're training our kids nowadays to be afraid of Pop-Tarts that are cut like a gun, or pointing your finger is a bad thing, or making a slashing motion, you know, with your hand as a knife and get you kicked out of school.
Yeah, thankfully. It's absolutely crazy. I will tell you this. This happened over the summer. My daughter was at her mom's house, and her mom her mom's boyfriend took a rifle out, and he put it on the table. And I'm not sure what the story was. I don't know, so I can't speak intelligibly on why he had the rifle or so on and so forth. But this is how I know that teaching your kids pays off, because my daughter was 12 at the time. She looked at my ex-wife's boyfriend and she said, "Don't point the muzzle in my direction." And I'm like, you know what? This is exactly what you teach the kids. Mm-hmm. Teach the kids that it needs to be pointed in a safe direction, and wherever they are, obviously, is not a safe direction. And it's all about the mindset. It's all about teaching people how to be safe with them. I've had a number of students that have freaked out because they're like, oh my God, I've never touched a gun before. And I'm like, that's okay. This is my first time too. It'll be fine. But it's all about being comfortable. And like I said, if you're nervous around it and you're showing your kids, put some more time into it. Like, get comfortable with it before you show your kids. And it's not anything that parents shouldn't teach their kids, especially if they're into it. You know, I've been a band teacher for over 20 years, and I want both my kids to play music instruments because it's what I'm into. I'm not athletic. I played football for 1 year and was wildly unsuccessful. I'm not one of these dads who's, you know, make my kids play hockey or football or baseball or basketball because it's what I did. I try to get my kids to shoot with me because it's what I'm into. And it's not like I shouldn't teach my kids this. I should teach them because they should be safe with it. And it's what dad's into. And it's not a big deal to have guns in the house or have knives in the house. And it's not anything different. It's just what I'm into and what I do.
Absolutely. And that's where that the mindset, that training, that being comfortable. And I would even say, if you aren't a gun person, you should, you know, run through the firearms training. Here in Minnesota, they've got a firearms training for children, because hunting is a big part of our life here in Minnesota. And, you know, any of those classes, even if you aren't somebody who's going to carry a firearm on a daily basis, your children should be aware. I mean, I think, you know, you go back in the day, my father-in-law tells the stories about how they would, you know, bring their 22s to school and hang them on the pegs, you know, because they'd be shooting rabbit and squirrel and stuff on the way home for dinner.
I love hearing those stories.
You know, there doesn't need to be fear. Millions of people carry guns every day and don't shoot anybody.
Absolutely.
And it is common sense. And we're going to see this clamoring for more and more these un-Americans, as Mark puts it, to take our guns away, to take our rights away. And obviously where they want to go is all-out confiscation, because eventually they're going to get to the point where they say they're going to realize that background checks, we have background checks, and all you're doing is preventing law-abiding people from getting them by making it tougher. Did you see, Charlie, too, Black Friday, a record day for the number of background checks performed by the FBI?
Yeah, I heard
185,000 background checks.
Do you know when the previous record was? Black Friday last year, and then the year before that, and the year before that.
Yeah. It's, number one gun sellers, this Obama administration.
Yeah, you know? Totally.
But again, it goes back to how do we address that when people, we start, I see, I've got a few friends, you know, being in radio, a lot of my friends, especially from music side of radio and things like that, more liberal, very liberal.
Oh, sure.
And I get inundated. And it's tough to, you know, I just have to sometimes just go, you know what, I'm not going to win this argument. I don't want to get into an argument about it. And they just kind of, you know, they want to browbeat you down. You need to have an intelligent conversation, but if they're not going to have an intelligent conversation with you back, it's a tough thing to do.
It's a moot point, definitely.
Yeah, and so trying to change that mindset and understand how you can help with that and making people at ease about guns and understand that they are just a tool, and you feel kind of like a broken record saying that over and over again, but it is true that if you're comfortable with something, it doesn't become much of a threat. It's the same thing. The first time people got behind the wheel of a car, you're a little uncomfortable. I mean, it's a lot of power to be, you know, you're wielding in your hands when you're 15, 14, taking your driver's training and going, wow, this is a 2,000-pound beast here. There's a lot of power in this thing. But as you become comfortable with it, it's not a big deal. It's the same thing. You still need to be safe. You still need to follow the safety measures. It's the same thing with a firearm or a knife or an OC or whatever it is you're deciding to carry for your defense.
Absolutely. You know, with the car stuff, you've got this big, like you said, basically it's a 2,000-pound death machine that you're commanding, and you eventually get to the point where you can drive with one leg on the wheel while you're eating a Big Mac and playing with the radio.
Yeah.
It doesn't become a big deal because you get used to it and you get comfortable with it, and guns are absolutely the same way.
Yeah, and again, not that we want to be handling our gun with one foot on the coffee table, eating a Big Mac and spinning it around on her finger like an old West gunslinger.
We still have to be safe with them, obviously.
Yeah. And we do, and that's teaching that healthy respect, and that's where I wish in schools or the education process that they would teach that firearm screening would become mandatory. You look at some of these other countries where, you know, Sweden, Israel, where, you know, there's a lot of, you know, basically every citizen goes through that process. Not a big deal. You know, it's not. And so we need to pick up our education. We need people to understand. And it's having that conversation and starting that dialogue. So we need to take a break. One more segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense coming back with Charlie Cook from Personal Shooting Instruction here from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Hang on.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters today from the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in the Twin Cities. Home for AM for Armed American Radio in the Twin Cities, AM 1280 The Patriot. Thanks for joining us. USCCAonair.com, the website you want to go check out. Get your membership to the United States Concealed Carry Association today. You could win a beautiful CZ gun. Also get qualified to win free ammo for life. I would. I don't think I'm eligible to win that, but I would love to. I don't know why I wouldn't be eligible. I'll have to check on that. But anyway, very cool stuff, all for becoming a member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. With me for the final segment is Charlie Cook. He is with PersonalShootingInstruction.com. You can follow him on Twitter and at Facebook. But even cooler, Charlie, I want to get we'll get an update here on what's happening in San Bernardino in just a moment. But I want to even kind of lighten up a little bit. We talk about being comfortable with guns and helping people enjoy the shooting sports and also taking charge of their personal defense and being a responsible owner. You've got a fabulous thing, the Gungram. And I know I think we chatted about this one other time when you filled in, but I want to spend some time on the Gungram because this would be the perfect Christmas gift or birthday gift or stocking stuffer or New Year's gift or whatever you want to do. How did you come up with the idea with the Gungram? And give us kind of, because it's your two passions, music and firearms coming together.
Well, thanks, Lee. I had a friend of mine last summer say it would be absolutely hysterical for me to make a video playing the trumpet and shooting a gun at the same time. So, of course, I did like everyone else did. I'm like, that's crazy talk. That's ridiculous. So he says, you know, it'd be great. It'd be great to do the Blue Danube waltz. Bum, bum, da, 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 boom, 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 boom. So I thought it was crazy, but then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to think about that. And then I figured out, you know, I can play the trumpet with my left hand. And I'm actually a trombone player, but I play trumpet for my day job. So I play the trumpet with my left hand, and I shoot a gun with my right hand. And I did the Blue Danube waltz, and I had a one-handed magazine change, and the whole one-handed reload, the whole deal. And I had a lot of people think it was pretty cool. I put it on my social media, and that was fun. Then this past spring, I did a happy birthday video for one of my good friends for her son's 10th birthday. And I sent it to her, and she thought it was pretty cool, so I put it on my social media. And I had people say, hey, man, that's kind of cool. Can you send one for me on my birthday? My birthday's coming up in June, and my girlfriend's got a birthday in July. Can you make one for us? So I'm like, yeah, sure, what the heck, you know? And then I started thinking, if these people paid for ammo, that'd be nice, you know, because it's certainly fun to do. And after I did a few of these, I had more people ask for them. And then I started thinking, I'm like, there's other songs that would kind of work with this. And I don't know if I found a song that hasn't quite yet worked with it. I was on a radio program a couple months ago, and there was a woman in Dallas that contacted me, and she said, hey, I've got a friend that's a Texas sheriff that's retiring. And she's like, I don't want to get him a polo shirt like everybody else. I think this would be great. So we talked about it, and I figured we would do the Naked Gun theme because he was a cop, right?
Yep.
So I did the Naked Gun theme, and I took my 17-round Glock out, and a 17-round magazine Glock on my Glock 19, and I worked on it. And honestly, I only had $30 for doing it, and I spent $30 on ammunition the first time I tried filming it. And that I figured out if I changed keys, did it in a different key, it'd be easier to play on the trumpet. So I did that the next day, and literally I had it done in two takes. But I've done the Rocky theme. I've done certainly on the 4th of July, I did the Star Spangled Banner. And
yeah, you did the University of Minnesota Rouser for my birthday.
Yes,
my wife contacted you.
That was awesome. Really funny. She sent me a video. I'm like, what is this? What is this, a beaver? What? I don't get what this is.
Yeah, it's a Goalie the Gopher. Yeah, a big Gopher hockey fan. So that was very, very cool. How do people, if they want their own gun gram, how do they get a hold of you, Charlie?
If you Google gun gram, all one word, GUNGRAM, they can find me. My direct email is charliesgungram@gmail.com. And I've got a YouTube page, but I also put some on my personalshootinginstructure.com /gungram website.
Yeah, very cool. So you can find it all there. And also on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is CharlieRFCook, and I think that's the same thing I have for my Instagram. I put some videos there too.
Very cool.
Actually went out to film a video last night, but it was about this time and it was dark. So I actually, I don't know if you saw this, I got a picture of me just doing some shooting, and it was too dark, but I got some nice muscle blast pictures.
Yeah, that's always fun. Hey, you can't complain going to the range.
I've never had a bad day at the range.
No. And, you know, it brings up getting back to that preparedness. I mean, and you've had a lot of new students and things like that. Have you ever run, maybe I've asked you this before, have you ever run across anybody first time at the range handling and firing a firearm and didn't, just said, that's it, I never want to fire a gun again?
I've never had that. I had somebody that was totally against it until she shot a 15-22, an LCR and a P-22 and a Glock 19. And then that night I got a phone call at 10:20 from a friend of mine. And it was, my friend's wife came to take some pictures for me. And he called me at 10:20. He's like, what did you do to my wife today? I said, what are you talking about? Who is this? And he said, my wife said she wasn't going to shoot. You told me she wasn't going to shoot. And yet she shot four or five different guns. How did you do this? I said, somebody just asked her, and she said, yes, it was easy.
And loved it. I know, it's an awesome thing. And that's where the education, that's where you start to break down those barriers and change the mindset, because that's where it begins. That's, you know, these un-Americans, most of them are only being fed this liberal garbage. Have never handled a firearm, don't understand safe handling of a firearm, don't understand what a firearm can and can't do. I think they all think they jump out of holsters and go off by themselves.
Right.
But we need to change that mindset. We need to, it begins with that education and being comfortable with that, and educating our kids, our grandkids, ourselves, our spouses, our coworkers, and having that, you know, civil, intelligent conversation. I know that's tough to do at times. You want to beat your head against the wall with some of the garbage they spew out about this. But we are going to be inundated here. We already are. With this shooting in San Bernardino, again, they're still looking, it looks like, for three men who drove away in a black SUV. So it's a mess out there right now. But we're going to be watching this unfold over the next couple of days. Having that conversation and open that dialogue and protecting our rights, and that's what programs like this do, is help get the word out and help educate and inform and keep people in the proper mindset for dealing with these situations when they arrive, and also helping with the political landscape that happens after the fact. So, Charlie, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for what you do and helping keep people safe. Again, personalshootinginstruction.com. You can catch them on Facebook, Twitter. If you're interested in the Gun Gram, I highly recommend it. It's a great gift. It's a lot of fun. And you can do just about any song, can't you, Charlie?
Just about. Just about. If it's got a melody, I might be able to play it.
Very, very, very cool. So, my friend, I really appreciate it. Stay safe. Thanks again, Charlie.
Thank you, Lee. Take care.
You bet. Again, if you want more information on Charlie, personalshootinginstruction.com, or just Google Gun Gram and get one of those. It's a great gift for that special person you know. So it's Lee Michaels here in for Mark Walters on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Mark, back tomorrow on the program. Fill in your prescription for freedom, of course, then the Big Monster Show on Sunday night. And you can get more armedamericanradio.com, and they've got all kinds of stuff linked up there. You can listen live through there. Also, keep up to date on what's happening. Also, United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA.com. Get your membership right now. You've got right now 7 hours, 4 minutes to get an opportunity to win a brand-new CZ USA 75B 40th Anniversary Limited Edition gun. It is beautiful, the etching, the work on it. It is a gorgeous gun. Plus, one grand prize winner will win free ammo for life. So Lee Michaels filling in for Mark Walters today. Thank you so much for joining us. Big thanks to Mark, the United States Concealed Carry Association, and Kevin Michalowski, Tim Schmidt, and, of course, Shanto back at the station. Thank you for everything. As always, stay aware and stay safe.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.